Actually, these are some of the URLs that are relevant to the topic. You're not leaving this room. I'm going to upload this PowerPoint to the website that I... if you take that URL, you will now obviously get to the PowerPoint and then you leave the room. The main reason is because of the lengthiness of the subject. There are about 20 patterns that I'm going to cover. Each pattern is explained in a full-length article at the website. So if you have that link, you can always go back to it if you want time. My name is Satya Komachni, by the way, and just to give you an idea of what this URL looks like, when you go there, that is the, so it talks about application level patterns, talks about data access patterns, talks about business logic patterns, presentational patterns, and finally the HTTP and HTML patterns. So the rest of the links looks very similar to the content, so you get the idea. So let's go into the categories of the patterns. We talked about applications, data access, business logic, presentation, HTTP, HTML. What I'm going to do is I'm going to run through all the patterns, just read the names for you, and come back and see which ones you really want to find more about. There might be more of these exercises. And just to warn you before, in case if you have a doubt, it's a pretty boring session. Talk about a lot of classes and a lot of pictures. Only thing missing is a lot of mathematics. So, on the application level, we talked about configuration, factories, data access level, relational data sets, hierarchical data sets, typed hierarchical data sets, and transparent data pipelines. At a business logic level, we're going to talk about software part, making them into pipelines, how to apply transactions to the pipelines, and how do we generate typed interfaces to existing transactions for TLS computing. This is something probably makes sense only to me, but hopefully I can explain that. At the presentation level, we talked about how to represent a web page. What is the data level abstraction for the web page? Variable transformations, global transformations, generic transformations. We talked about webmaster pages, event-based, network-level caching, strategized sessions, authentication and authorization, client-side redirector, and optimistic paging. So before I jump into the configuration, which is the very first pattern, do you have any questions or do you have any suggestions how you want to cover this? I get some water.
I think to test me, they put this whole tool.